Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans, and this will briefly just take 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Very interested. Okay, thank you. And let's see here. And do you define your racial classification as African American black or white or Hispanic or Asian?
White.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
What's the second one? Somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That one? All right, thank you.
Yeah, they're all rebuilt after Katrina.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
All right, thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
A little confidence.
A little confidence, thank you. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public schools facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public schools buildings.
The first one.
The first one? All right, thank you. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be not at all influenced or influenced a little or somewhat influenced or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public schools facilities. Here's the first one. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
The question is,
yes,
what would influence me?
Let me read the question again. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be not at all influenced or influenced a little, or somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So the first one was, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Do you see that as strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Influenced a little.
All right, thank you. The next one, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
All right, thank you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
All right, thank you. Now, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
Somewhat influenced, okay. And thank you. And learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influence.
All right, thank you. And learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in the property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
All right, thank you. And now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, or probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
All right, thank you. And as we conclude this survey, I just have to ask some questions for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools, or a teacher at New Orleans Public Schools, or a staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools, or not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools?
I am not affiliated. However,
yeah.
I have a daughter who does not live with me,
mm-hmm.
who is a counselor at a school.
Okay,
but
she doesn't,
she's not in
she
the same household.
She doesn't live with you then, right?
No.
Okay, so in this case, I know you said not affiliated in the New Orleans public schools.
Correct.
Would that be your answer, correct? Because I don't think the other ones apply. Okay, thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, between 18 and 30, or between 31 and 49, or between 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school, or high school grad, or some college or trade school, or college grad, or graduate or professional school.
A graduate of a professional school.
All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
All right, thank you. All right, this concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind, your opinion is very important to us, okay? So thank you so much for participating, all right?
Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your night,
Goodbye.
Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.